So Parsha Nusso is actually the longest Parsha in terms of Psukim in the Torah. Has 176 verses, 176 Psukim, same amount as the longest Gemara in Shas, 176 pages, Maseches Bava Basra, and also the longest chapter in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, 119, has 176 verses as well. And the reason why the Parsha takes really as long as it does is because at the end, you have the Nesiim, the gifts that the princes gave when the Mishkan was dedicated. So each prince gave the same gift, but it's for a variety of reasons, not for now. The Torah repeats the gift that each individual Nasi gave during that dedication celebration. What I want to do now is to go a little bit earlier in the Parsha, in the middle of the Parsha, and I'll pick up where I left off right before Shavuos. Right before Shavuos, I discussed the laws of the Sota, and I think the very powerful messages about relationships that we learn from Sota. And then right from Sota, the Torah goes into and discusses another interesting and unusual case, and that is the laws of the Nazir. Person takes a vow to become a Nazir. And interestingly, anyone can do this, whether you're a man or a woman, Ish o Isha, you can become a Nazir. And Rashi immediately asked the obvious question, what is this doing here? Lama Nismicha Parshas Nazir, the Parshas Sota. What's the connection to this Parsha and the discussion, the laws of the Sota? Lo melacha shekol sheroa Sota b'kikula yazer atzmo min ha-yayin. That someone who sees what happens, what occurs to the Sota, will immediately distant themselves from wine. Wine, Rashi says, mevi lidei niyuf. Wine gets you into trouble. So you'll heed the warning of the Sota. What I want to do over the course of this year is to develop that a little more. You know, what exactly is the connection? What is the message, the takeaway, and what's going to require is to really understand what this Nazir, the laws of this Nazir, is all about. So as Rashi pointed out, one of the things that what is a Nazir? So the Torah first says, this is in Perek Vav of Sefer Bamidbar, Yayin v'shechar yazir chometz yayin chometz shechar lo yishteh. So wine is out. Not allowed to drink wine. In addition to that, the Torah says, Tar lo yavra al rosho, no haircuts. It could be right now during this COVID pandemic, we're all Nazirim. We all haven't had a haircut in quite a while. No wine and no haircut. And in addition to that, does the Torah call you may haziro Lashem al nefesh meis lo yavo? No coming in contact with the dead. You can't become tummy. You can't come in contact with a corpse. This is a Nazir. A Nazir is no drinking wine, no haircuts, no coming in contact with a dead body. To such an extent, even the Avi Limo, even God forbid, the person's parent passed away, you can't go to the funeral, you can't come in contact with the dead body. All you may nizro, all the days of being a Nazir, Kodesh Hu Lashem, this person is holy to God. The Torah then continues to discuss, what happens if you make a mistake? What happens if you do come in contact with the dead? And you do become, Tameh, you do become impure. And so there's this whole process of purification, waiting a certain amount of days, shaving one's hair, and then basically you got to start over again. You got to start the process over again, and then the Torah then concludes what then happens at the end of Melos Yemei Nizro, at the end of the days of the Nazirite period. So the person has to go to the Mishkan, to the Beis Hamikdash. He has to bring certain sacrifices, one as an ola, as a whole burnt offering, another one as a chatas, as a sin offering, a shlomim, a peace offering, a korban mincha, you bring certain matzos you bring as well. And then the sacrifices are offered on the mizbeach, on the altar, and then you have to shave your vigilach nazir. He has to shave his hair at that point, and at that point, and that's a little more of a ceremony, and at that point, after he brings these sacrifices, he gets this haircut. Achar yishteh hanazir yain. Then he can once again drink wine. Zos Torah, and it concludes Zos Torah son Azir Shir Yidur Kavanola Hashem al Nizro Levadashir Tasi Gadol Kafini Jo Shir Yidur Ken Yasel Torah son Nizro. This is the law of the Nazir. So the question is, what's this all about? You know, why would someone do this? Who would want to not drink wine and to take a vow to not to drink wine? Who would not want to get a haircut? Who would want to not defile? Come in contact with the mace with someone who has died. So the Gemara in Maseches Tainus discusses, you know, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Is this something the Torah encourages, or the Torah says you should shy away from this thing? Says the Gemara. The Gemara, it's in Maseches Tainus, because before it talks about a nazir, it talks about fasting. It says, "Kol Yoshi b'Tainus Nikrachote." Is it a good thing to fast? We know that, right, we have to fast certain days of the year. Yom Kippur, you have to fast. Tisha B'Av. What happens if I, on my own, I want to fast? I want to spend the entire day not focused on physicality, on food. I want to spend the entire day in prayer and in study. Can I declare a fast? Can I just engage in that type of lifestyle and living? So Shmuel says, no, you should not do that. You're actually called a sinner. You're a chote for doing such a thing. That's a pretty strong term. Do you call a sinner to fast? The Savar Ki Aitana D'Tanya. Sounds like Shmuel holds like the following opinion. Rebbe Lazar Kafar B'Ribbi Omer Ma Toma Lomer V'Chiper Olav Asher Chatala Nefesh V'Chibe Ezer Nefesh Chatazeh. The Rebbe Lazar Kafar picks up on one of the sacrifices that the Nazir brings at the end of, at the conclusion of this period of Naziris. One of the sacrifices that he brings is a Korban Chatas, is a sin offering. Now, why in the world is he bringing a sin offering? Did he commit a sin? Did he do something wrong? So says Rebbe Lazar Kafar, yeah, he did sin. She sinned by becoming a Nazir. Ela shetzir asam in ayayin. You abstained from wine. Right? God put us in this world to enjoy this world, to benefit from this world. Of course, all in moderation, but to take something away, to prohibit yourself from doing something that is otherwise permissible, that's not appropriate. That's not a good thing. And therefore, the becoming a Nazir is actually not something that we encourage. And in fact, it's even on some level sinful. So just like, and so continues the Gemara, now it's a kavachomer. Now I can build up. I can say, well, just by denying yourself wine, you're considered to be someone who's sinful. How much more so, achas kamakama, if you don't eat anything, you fast the entire day. That's not something that we look favorably upon. That's one approach. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Lazar says, no, nikra kadosh. Now, actually, he encourages people to fast. The beautiful thing to deprive oneself and to set aside interest in eating and drinking, and instead to spend the entire day in prayer and study and reflection and teshuva, introspection, you're called holy. How does he know that? Because he says, look at the Nazir. What do we see a second ago? What did the Torah say about the Nazir? This Kodesh Yeh, right? He shall be holy. Gadol Paro Seir Rosho. It's a beautiful thing. You're doing something that's sacred, something that's so beautiful and special, something so kodesh, so holy, becoming a Nazir. And therefore, the Nazir only deprives him or herself of wine is called holy, so certainly someone who fasts is certainly called a holy kadosh as well. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokas, there's a disagreement. Is this mitzvah that the Torah presents, is this something that the Torah wants us to do? Is this something that we're encouraged to do, or is this a bad thing? And if it is a bad thing, then we still have to figure out if it's a bad thing, so why does the Torah even tell us about it? You know, shouldn't the Torah just kept quiet and not said anything? Like, you know, why is Hashem, you know, telling this if it's something he doesn't want us to do? So the we'll look at now at the at some of the Rishonim. So the Ramban here in the Parsha, Nachmanides, he says the following. He's also bothered by, and why does he bring a sin offering? Why? You know, you still have to answer the, if you're going to follow the second opinion that found the Gemara that it's a great thing that he's doing, that it's Kodesh, it's holy, then why in the world is he bringing a sin offering when he's concluded the process? Says the Ramban, you know why he's bringing a sin offering? Because he just completed being in this elevated state of Nazirus. He was in this elevated state. The Gemara tells us that the minimum amount of time that you would become a Nazir would be for 30 days. It could be longer than that, but the minimum amount of time is 30 days. Let's say you took upon yourself a 30-day Nazirus, or a 3-month Nazirus, a year Nazirus. But eventually you're going to end it. So actually, says Ramban, we don't want you to end it. If you do, and it's a terrible thing, because now you're in this elevated state, you are in this this period in your life when you were less focused on physicality, you didn't set aside the drinking of wine, and also now you're going to reintroduce it to your life. That's something to celebrate. That's a good thing. No, that's not a good thing, and that's why you bring the sin offering. And therefore, according to this. Ramban concludes, Hine hu tzar kapara, v'shuvali tome, v'tavas olam. He now needs to bring to atone for himself by bringing this offering, because now he's returning to defile himself with the desires that exist in this world. Right? We should refrain from those things. We should spend our days with sanctity and with holiness and with connectivity to God, and try to distance ourselves from physical pleasures that take us away from that relationship with God. And therefore, according to this Ramban is, Nazir is something, it's like an ideal. It's something that we should celebrate. It's something that we should embrace. And in fact, when someone becomes a Nazir and then concludes that process, that's actually something that's we're not happy about that. We're actually disappointed. And as a result, the Nazir must bring a special korban. That's the approach of the Ramban Nachmanides. Rambam, however, has a different opinion. Right? The Rambam and the Ramban. First we did the Ramban, Nachmanides, now the Rambam, Maimonides. It says the Rambam that a person in general, this is in Hilchos Deos, third chapter, the second halacha. Tarach ha'adam shi'chavin kol masov kulam k'dei l'yeda es Hashem Baruch Hu. Right. Your focus in this world, that your purpose is to connect to God, understand God. And therefore, says the Rambam, Kench Kishiyocha, Vyishta, Vyivo, Lo Yasim, Alibo, Lassos, Dvar Malolo, Pila Hanos, Lilvad, and Shimshashina Ocha, Vishos, Elamitok, Lechayech, Vyivo, Kadeh Lianos. That when you engage in the physical pleasures that this world provides, Yasim alibo, you should recognize and understand. Shiyochov yishtaki libaros gufo, bivar bilvad. The reason you're eating and drinking is not to enjoy yourself. It's just to be healthy, to be well. Why? Because I need to be healthy and well to serve God. If I'm not healthy, I can't do what I'm supposed to be doing in this world. But not that I'm eating because I love the ice cream and I love the steak, and I'm enjoying the piece of meat or the wine. And therefore, Rambam says eat in moderation, just enough that things will be good. That the Rambam says on the one hand, in Hilchos Deos, you know, you have to have eat, but you don't eat the party. But then the Rambam says, and a little bit later in Hilchos Nedarim, in the Laws of Vows, this is in the Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel, he says that when it comes to taking vows, Mishanadar Nedarim, when a person takes a vow, says the Rambam, to better oneself, right? You're a little off kilter, and you got yourself focused. You want to uh, you want to encourage yourself. So you take a vow to do something positive. So the Rambam says that's a wonderful thing. That's a great thing. You're drinking too much wine, not healthy for you. It's distracting you. You take a vow not to do that. Then he says, "V'nadir b'nazir kiyosi b'darma elu kulan derech avod l'shem heim darm elu kiyosi b'am amacham and darm sayil aprishas." The Rambam says that such vows are a sign of separation. They're a sign of getting a person focused and getting a person to understand that they need to correct themselves. But the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, but they're not forever, right? These are things that you may be on a temporary basis. You need to correct yourself, but this is not something that you should continue. And therefore, the Rambam is of the opinion against the Ramban that why do you bring a sin offering when you're finished? Because what you're doing here is not the ideal. The ideal is to control yourself in moderation. The ideal is, Rambam agrees, you shouldn't be drinking wine all the time, but at the same time, you don't have to prohibit wine all the time as well. You have to know your limits and you know what's an appropriate amount to drink, what's not an appropriate amount to drink. And to go to an extreme and to say that you're going to not enjoy anything in this world, well, that's not right. The Rambam says you're supposed to enjoy the pleasures of this world. You're supposed to benefit from them to help you out. You just have to recognize that's not the goal. The main goal is to serve Hashem. But if you go this extreme, that's not a healthy thing as well. And therefore, according to the Rambam, you would bring a korban, you would bring a sacrifice when you at the end of the process. So what emerges is these two opinions. The Ramban's opinion that the Nazirus is a wonderful thing. It's a mitzvah. It's beautiful. And when you end it, that's wrong. You have to bring a korban chatas. And according to the Rambam, it's not the ideal to be a Nazir. Everything in moderation. And you bring the korban at the end because you really shouldn't have done it to begin with. You should have been more careful. You should have been able on your own to know your limits and to know what's appropriate and not appropriate. And to go to such an extreme is really not what we encourage. And therefore, it warrants this sin offering when it's complete. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Nechama Leibowitz from a couple years ago. I remember reading it in her sefer. She cites a middle ground, which I think she actually cites from the Ramah, from Moshe Isserles, who says that, and this is where I think it's going to connect back to the Sota. He said he's of the opinion that. The Rambam is correct that everything in life in moderation, but sometimes we get off kilter. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we find ourselves in a bad situation, and when we're in those places, it's not so easy to correct ourselves. It's not so easy just to go back to normal. Sometimes you have to take extreme measures. Sometimes you have to go in the totally opposite direction in order to recognize that, wake yourself up, and to recognize that you're in a precarious place. Sometimes you need something which is very bold and something that normally we not encourage in order to get you straight and back on track. And according to that, this middle ground, sometimes you need to become a Nazir. Sometimes you need to take such a step in order to awaken yourself to where you are in life. But according to this Ramah, should only be temporary. It shouldn't be something which is going to last forever. Eventually, you got to sort of get yourself back into this middle ground as Ram describes, this healthy equilibrium. That's the approach of the Ramah. And that's perhaps the connection to the Sota, that the Sota, you know, you see the Sota and you see what happened. You see that, you know, a marriage falling apart and you know, how it unraveled. But sometimes that can shake you up yourself in your own life. You know, am I doing things that things are getting out of hand? And the as I mentioned, my Sota share, the Torah's presentation is radical. You bring it to the base of Migdash and you drink this water, and it's but I explained it was done in order to help this couple to realize that they're having some serious marital problems, that there's some lack of trust and love and communication, and there's a distance, and there's a reason why the wife has been with this other man, because maybe the husband is not aware of her needs, and so you do this radical thing in public in the Beis HaMikdash to sort of waken them up that we got a problem, we got to sit down and fix this, but ultimately get it back to a healthy equilibrium. And so just like that can happen in a relationship, that can also happen in one's journey with God. And sometimes it can get off kilter, and sometimes we can stray, and you wake up one day and you're totally disconnected, and you're totally you're totally in a place that you never were, and you're used to daven three times a day, and then you used to study Torah, and you were careful with how you spoke, and all of a sudden you look in the mirror and like, what happened to you? And so sort of like the kids that go to Israel for the year, and they sort of they quote unquote flip out. Well, sometimes that flipping out is a good thing. Sometimes you need to take an extreme jump and to totally immerse yourself in an environment that's going to put you in a very different place. But hopefully over time, you can then, you take what you gained during that very intense moment, and then you can sort of return to some healthy medium where you're back in a good place from a religious standpoint. So that could be, I think, a takeaway of the of all this. I just want to conclude by just sharing one additional thought, and that is, I've been focusing mostly on the idea of the not drinking the wine, and that's what the Nazir abstains. Again, and that's the approach of the Rambam, is that, again, generally that's not a good thing to do. We generally do not want the Nazir to a person to abstain from wine. But that's not the only things that the Nazir abstains from. The Nazir also allows his hair to grow long. And also, the Nazir doesn't come in contact with the dead. So, if the goal is to abstain from pleasure, so why, wine fits into that, but not the hair, not the haircut, why don't you abstain from other pleasurable things? Furthermore, there's another Gemara, Maseches Nedarim, that also condemns the Nazir. And the Gemara goes as far as to say that whoever becomes a Nazir, it's as if they build a Bama. A Bama is a private altar, which the Torah is very much against. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the only place a person could bring a korban, a sacrifice to God, was in the Beis HaMikdash. You weren't allowed to build a bat in your backyard in Modi'in, in Beit Shemesh, in Tel Aviv. You couldn't build an altar, even if you were building it for God, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, you had to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says that someone who becomes a Nazir, it's like they built a Bama. So what's that? Like, what's the connection? So it could be, I heard a number of years ago, actually from a friend of mine, Rabbi Joshua Blass, the following suggestion. And he said that maybe the problem of the Nazir is that, and this is what's being criticized as well, is that not you necessarily, you're separating yourself from physical pleasures, but you're separating yourself from the community. And sometimes a person does that. Sometimes a person's in a bad place, and they just feel like they got to disconnect from human beings. And so, how do you do that? Well, not drinking wine. Wine is associated with socialization, with being with other people. So if you're not going to drink, you're not going to be hanging out at the bar or at the kiddush with your friends, so you're separating yourself. Growing your hair long, so that's society often associates that with rebellion, with rejecting society, with doing your own thing, not defiling yourself to a dead body. So that's associated, with not caring and not joining the community in mourning and connecting yourself to your family, even your own family members. Even if God forbid a parent dies, you can't, the Nazir can't be at the funeral, be in the presence of the dead body. So the Nazir is totally distancing him or herself from a society, from friends, from family, from community. And therefore, that's why the Gemara says it's like you build a bama, because a bama is a private altar. It's that I am serving God, but on my own terms, on my own time. I don't want to go in the Beit HaMikdash with the rest of the Jewish people. I just want to be by myself. And the Torah says that's not a good thing. That's not something that that we want to celebrate and encourage. Now, maybe, again, if you want to take the Ramban's approach, or even the Rambam on some level, so maybe temporarily sometimes that's required. Maybe sometimes a person does need a break. Sometimes a person does need to be in solitude and to have their own quiet time and reflection and to sort of figure out where they're at. But that can't be long-term. That's not what being a Jew is all about. Being a Jew is being part of a Klal Yisrael. It's being part of the Jewish people. It's recognizing that you're part of a greater whole. That you're part of a family. You're part of a community. You're part of a nation. And therefore, if you need that temporary break, okay, take it. The Torah understands it. The Torah understands that sometimes people need to correct themselves. Again, whether it's a situation where they've run off course, and religiously they need to refocus, maybe they need a break from other people, and they need to get themselves to think about, you know, who they are and where they're headed. Okay, so take that 30 days, take that time to make those necessary corrections and to change course. But then that's it. All right, then bring your korban. Recognize that that's something that's not the ideal. It's not something that should continue, and get back on track. Get back into life. Get back and join the community. And as the Rambam ultimately says, to live a life of moderation. Right, his shvil azav, that everything in life, just about everything in life, as the Rambam is a middle ground. That's the healthy approach. That's the healthy way to go. I think one of the beautiful, let's end with this, I think the beautiful message of the Nazir, according to this approach, is that the Torah does understand that sometimes you do need a break. Sometimes you do need to go to certain extremes to correct problems. And maybe you even shouldn't be afraid to go to those extremes when necessary. And that the Torah gives us outlets. And that, you know, today we don't become a Nazir. Not you know, the problem today becoming a Nazir is that today you can't get out of it. Today, there's no korban. You have to bring a korban in order to end the naziras. So if you become a nazir today, you're a nazir le'olam. You're a nazir forever. There was a famous rabbi who was referred to as the nazir of Yerushalayim back in the 60s. A famous picture of him at the Kotel in 1967. In addition to being a nazir, he also took a vow that he wouldn't leave his home until the Kotel was back in Jewish hands after 1948. So there's a famous picture of him literally in his pajamas in a bathrobe being taken once the soldiers had captured the Kotel, being led into the old city once again to revisit the Kotel. He was a famous Nazir, but his last name was Cohen, Rabbi Cohen. But in general today, you can't, if you become a Nazir, you're doing what the Torah doesn't want you to do. The Torah doesn't want you to do it forever. It's only on a temporary basis that you should do it. But the beautiful thing is that the Torah is saying that sometimes, yeah, you do need to do this on a temporary basis. You do need to fix yourself. And again, if it's not going to be a nazir, because nothing doesn't work nowadays, so, you know, sometimes people take on a chumra, a certain stringency, a certain practice that they feel for themselves that this is important for them, that this will put them in a better place. And it's for everyone, it's different. For everyone, you know, you got to figure out what works for you. But to understand that that's just on a temporary basis. That's to help you out. That's to correct whatever wrong, whatever mistakes, whatever has happened in your life that needs correction. Do that for a period of time. Then get back in the game. Rejoin the community. Live a life of moderation, of eating and benefiting, as the Rambam says, from the world around us, but doing it with the knowledge that ultimately to serve Hashem. And to sort of be able to balance all that and to live a life where you take care of yourself and ultimately you foster and you develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ideal type of life that the Torah outlines for us.